Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, well, very long never do video already. Celebrating my Chinese New Year too much. Okay, so today I'm going to teach you five steps that I have learned as a Singaporean to save more money and make more money. Okay, why I say save more money and make more money when I go through the pointers, then you will understand. These are things that I've learned throughout my whole journey. I also watch a lot of YouTube videos. I also try to learn more to see how I can better manage my money and all these things. So I came up with five of these pointers. So far, I feel that these five pointers, they are not like the very wow or amazing thing, but I feel that these five have to be some like basics that as a Singaporean you have to know, you have to start with. Then you have to learn because it's easily accessible to us. So this is why I decided to do this video lah. So let's go. Okay, so first one. Okay, let's do on the property side first lah. Okay, I feel that you have to buy your house early. Okay, so I don't want to talk so much into it because you all would think that, hey, Aaron, is it because you always talk about property? That's why you want people to buy house early. Okay, I just want to say this . Because I receive a lot of calls, a lot of inquiry from customer that says that, they want to buy BTO at the age of like 30, at the age of 31, 32. Actually, I'm quite shocked because by the time you buy a BTO at the age of 30, the BTO ready 3 to 4 years, you are 34, you stay another 5 years MOP, then you sell, you're already 39. So I feel that number one, try to buy a house early. I feel that that's very important, especially in Singapore. If you going to get married, you want to get a BTO, the age to get a BTO is 25. Why? Because 25, you get a BTO, you wait for the BTO to be ready, maybe by the time about 28, 5 years, 34, 33, 35, you sell, you upgrade again, you still can take 30 years loan tenure. So to me, this one I planned many, many years ago. Anyway, I'm not very young anymore, so I already passed the age of 35. But I planned this because I have easy understanding of the property market when I joined the industry at 22. So I make a good decision, I feel personally. I bought the EC, I think at the age of 26 or 27. Then I wait for it to finish building 3 years, then I move in, then at 35, I still can take 30 years loan tenure, then I bought another house. Okay, so I feel that buy house early as a Singaporean is very important. Number two, also something to do with house one, okay? I feel that you have to learn to use cash to pay for your house. Don't use CPF, okay? Okay, I just want to explain to you this. If you use CPF to pay for your house, there will be a accrued interest. Accrued interest meaning that if you use this amount of CPF, there will be accrued interest that is going to stack on the CPF that you use. That's number one. So when you sell your house, the amount of profits that you earn in cash will have to go back to CPF. That's number one. Number two, if you use your CPF to pay for the house, you cannot earn the interest that your CPF ordinary account is going to give you. Okay? So this is not too late. Means now if you have used CPF to pay for the house, it's not too late. If you got some extra cash, you can go to CPF website and redeem this amount. You can go to CPF website and say that, okay, my housing that I use, let's say 500k in my OA to pay for my house. So now I want to redeem 50k. So I take 50k cash to something like change the 50k CPF to 50k cash. So I use cash to top up. Okay, so that there won't be any accrued interest on that 50,000 anymore. So you can do that at your CPF website. Number two, okay, that one I put as number one because both about housing. Number two, okay, I feel that in Singapore we have to learn how to reduce our income tax. And I found ways that I feel that reducing income tax is very helpful and also help in some investment way. Okay, this one will link to the other one. So I'm going to share with you. I do this SRS account. I think a lot of you will know, but because I'm self-employed, but I think if you're not self-employed, SRS, as long as you contribute every year, you can contribute 15,300 to your SRS account. You can reduce tax by 15,300. Okay. And this amount of money you can actually use to invest. So what I do is I'm not sponsored. I tell you often, I'm not sponsored. This is really what I do. I take 15,300, put in SRS. I reduce my income tax by $15,300 income. Then I take this $15,300 income to invest in endowments. So I use this app called Endowers where I can choose a certain level of risk, certain funds and all these things. Again, I'm not sponsored. Then I can invest this $15,300. At the same time, you can also do donation to reduce tax. So I just want to share on the reduce tax part. Okay, I want to say this because at this point of time, I use more Endowers. Okay, why? 4 years ago, I discovered the GXS account, which is something like the Grab banking account. Then I discovered Mari saving account, which is the Shopee one, also not sponsored. 3-4 years ago, they were giving very good returns. So I think if you put money in their bank, the fixed deposit every day they will give you, I think was 2.38 or something. It was 2 point something at that time. So I decided not to put my money in my bank account. I put my money in my GXS savings account and my Mari bank account, which is under Shopee. I didn't put my money in OCBC, UOB or DBS because the interest is very bad. Then recently, the interest keep dropping. I think this is like the whole financial environment thing. So now the fixed deposit that they are giving back now for Mari Bank and GXS has been dropping. I think it has dropped to about 1 or 0.88 or something. So recently, I have shifted my funds to Endowers. Okay. And I also introduced this to my parents and even my daughter, right? The ang pao money that she get, I also help her put in Endowers. And I monitor the returns and I show her. Then I also show my mom that, oh, you see what we are getting. And frankly speaking, a lot of times these are like extra emergency money. We may not need it now. We can put it there for maybe a few years. The returns that we get from Endowers, if we just go for a very, very simple fund, we don't be too complicated. Just set like general wealth maybe the risk you put medium or high, whichever you want, because as long as you put long term, it's kind of safe. So far, my returns are very healthy. Okay, I would say they are like maybe 20% plus minus lah. Huh? If you put long enough, I have put like maybe 4 or 5 years already. So every year I will put 15,300 into SRS to reduce my income tax. Then I take this 15,300 to invest in Endowers. So I feel that I don't know if this is like I'm not saying that everyone do this, but as a Singaporean, I feel that the good thing is these Endowers, I also see people put CPF money inside. Okay, but a little bit different, I want to share with you this. I don't put my CPF money into Endowers investment. Why? Actually, I try not to use my CPF money, my OA money. Okay, I still have OA because I self-contribute. Okay, as a self-employed, I still have CPF OA. I self-contribute. I try not to use my OA to pay the housing. I try to use cash. That's number one. Number two, I transfer my OA to my special account. And every year, I get about 4, if I'm not wrong, it's 4% interest. So the amount of money that I get from the government in my SA is very amazing. Okay, I really feel that it's a good investment. I do understand there's different views that you cannot take out the money and all these things, but to me, these are long-term investment. Okay, these are long-term investment. If I can roll the SA money at 4% safely, I think that is for the future. Then for the short term or maybe shorter term, because SA is until 55, then you can take out something, right? So for the others, I feel that I'll put Endowers because they are not like the 20 years timeline kind of thing. Endowers, maybe I go for like 3 to 5 years or 5 to 10 years. I will take out the money or something, or I can take out the money anytime, but in special account, I cannot. So I feel that as a Singaporean, we have to make use of all these tools that is actually readily available, because like Endowers is very simple. You just download, then use SingPass to register and all these things. And if I'm not wrong, all these things are approved by MAS or something. I may be wrong. Correct me. Okay. Because you can use your SRS to invest. You also can use your CPF, OA to invest. They will tell you or how much OA, you can use or how much SA or something you can use to invest in endowments. Okay. But I don't do it. So I don't know. Okay. But this is something that I feel that everybody should use, instead of just putting money in your normal bank account. Okay. The last but not least, I have a small trick that I've been using and I feel that is quite interesting. Okay. The last trick is I actually use a lot of credit card. Okay. I use credit card to make payments. Why? Last time I didn't plan this. Then some people share with me and then I learn and then I change my credit card. I focus my payments on credit cards that actually can collect miles. So I don't want to be too complicated lah. So what I did is I have a KrisFlyer UOB credit card. I have a, I think it's a Citibank rewards card. So these two cards, I use them to make payment to get miles. Okay, so what is miles? Miles is, I know, I think all, most of you know what is it lah, but just for people that don't know, miles is like Singapore Airlines, you collect miles, then you can use this miles to redeem air tickets. Okay, last time I never focus so much, I just use cashback lah, whatever, then this one is miles, that one is cashback or whatever. But with the recent years, I focus a lot on just getting miles. I feel that the returns are more significant and the returns can be felt and seen more clearly because sometimes cashback, I cannot go and analyze all this cashback and what cashback, is it worth the money? But I feel that getting air tickets is quite worth it. Because every year or every 1.5 years, I think I easily can get like a to and fro ticket to Tokyo. And, or maybe two and four ticket to Tokyo for two adults for collecting all my miles on my, credit card, miles card, like the UOB KrisFlyer miles card or my Citibank reward card. I'm not a pro on this. I have to let you know, but I feel that I want to share this thing because I meet a lot of my auntie, my uncle, my cousins during Chinese New Year. And when we talk about all these things, I feel that a lot of people are not maximizing their money. They are not maximizing the opportunity to gain more things or to gain more value out of the money they spend or the money that they have or the money that they save. So this is why I came up with this topic and I hope that this topic can help you further. You got any questions, you can leave your comment below because technically I'm not sponsored by anybody. There's no promo code and whatsoever for whatever platform that I'm using. I just want to share what I have been doing because I think in the recent budget, you know, people have been talking about like the path value, the car, you know, is the depreciation is higher and all these things. But for me, it's very simple. I feel that a car is a tool, not a toy. And I also post in my Telegram group saying that if you don't want to, you as long as you learn how to not lose money, okay, you'll eventually become rich. So these are ways that I feel that people should do so that they don't lose money, you know, so that they can gain more. And I feel that all these small actions that you take that I have shared, right, will definitely help you to save more money and have more money in your bank. Okay, so that's it. Hope this topic is a little bit special, a little bit different. You know, I'm not the pro to tell you this. I'm just sharing my personal experience, what I've been doing. And I feel that I've been gaining quite a bit from all these platforms and benefiting from it. So just here to share with you. Thank you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and bye bye.